The following dramatization was inspired by a true story. Certain characters and events have been fictionalized. Hazy sunshine falls over still water and wide open marshland. Gracie's Choice, a story of love. Starring Kristen Bell, Diane Ladd, Shedrack Anderson, and Anne Hesch. A small caravan, a shabby single-story clapboard house, and several cars and motorbikes stand on the marshland. A black car drives towards the marshes, followed by a police car. Roberta Maxwell, Kristen Fairley. A blonde-haired boy aged about 7 comes into a messy kitchen where a man and woman are asleep.
Mommy?
The adults don't wake up, and the little boy steps into a cluttered living room where several more people are comatose and surrounded by empty bottles. A convoy of police cars and unmarked vehicles approach the marshland. The boy picks his way around the leather-clad sleepers and comes to a blonde woman lying on a couch. He shakes her head to try and wake her. The cars close in on the clapboard house. The little boy rubs the blonde woman's hair but can't wake her up. Suddenly, the door's kicked open.
Police!
Dave, come on!
Armed officers swarm in and start dragging people up. One of them seizes the blonde woman. A door's kicked open, revealing some more kids and a dog.
We got kids in here! Throw that dog!
What the hell do you think I'm doing? Who's taking us?
Get in that car over there. You kids know what was going on in that garage?
There was cooking something! It smelled really bad!
Medicine!
The blonde woman is carried out.
I had nothing to do with it!
Do you know who this is?
We've got to call welfare for these kids.
Wait, we're already on welfare. Look, we don't know who these people are. My mother has nothing to do with these people. We just stayed here last night, that's it.
Are they going to put us in jail, Mom?
No. No, they're not going to put us in jail. They're just trying to help. Right, please. Please, I don't want my kids to see my mom. Please.
You handle this.
We don't have anybody here to look after
please,
these kids.
We won't. No, we won't cause you trouble. Get in the car.
Get those kids out of here now. Now!
Care.
Now!
Yeah.
The mother shepherds the kids to a car.
No! Dog! No dog! No.
One of the daughters, Gracie, stays beside the Alsatian dog.
No! Gracie, are you going to help me or what?
Mom! Down, boy. Lay down.
Gracie gets the dog to lie down, then kisses it on the head and quickly gets into the passenger seat. Mum fires up the black Ford sedan and speeds off. The dog runs after it, and one of the kids looks out through the back window.
Come on, Spike! You can do it! No, boy, don't slow down! Come on, Spike! I'm faster, Spike!
Mum accelerates away, leaving the dog behind. Gracie, a teenager with shoulder-length hair and high cheekbones, looks round at her slim, blonde mum, who drives with one hand resting on the leopard-print steering wheel cover. Night's fallen as the car pulls into a motel car park. Mum, Rowena, turns round to the kids on the back seat.
Okay, everybody duck. You two rows.
I thought we weren't stopping till we got to Grandma's.
We're not. In the mood.
She turns to Gracie.
Let's make this good.
It's just me and my daughter. I will have the money for you in the morning, I swear to you, on a stack of Bibles.
No credit card?
Credit card? What? I'm lucky to have the clothes on my back. These aren't even my clothes, they're my neighbors. Oh, God, I must look like hell.
What exactly happened?
This crapped out guy next door was smoking and burned the place down.
I can't believe.
But our grandmother says that she's coming here tomorrow morning with money and clothes. We already gave her
how
the
how early is your grandmother going to be here?
What?
Very early.
What, crack of dawn, man? Mm-hmm. What time do you get up?
Why?
Because we want to cook you breakfast, man.
Cook me breakfast? Why would you do that?
Because you deserve it.
Because you're a sensitive man. And not many people see that. But who does?
We do.
The kids swim in the motel's indoor pool. Rowena lies at the side of the pool having her hair combed by her daughter Rose.
I wish I had long hair like you.
My hair used to be long in this. It used to be down in my butt.
When you were young and lived in Wyoming?
Yeah, when I was young.
Well, we still are young, Mom.
That's what I'd like to hear.
Yeah, Mom. Tell us about Shamir.
Shamir. Shamir was the most beautiful horse in the world. Arabian.
All white, huh?
Oh, and he was pale.
You rode bareback like an Indian.
Oh, I was wild like an Indian. I rode him all night long. My hair flying out. Shamir snorting, tossing his head. His hooves were galloping, thundering that prairie grass.
You forgot the wolves.
No. Because the wolves, they was a howling wolf. In the wind, it was a
He wasn't scared.
Oh, hell no. We didn't care. It was just him and me in a dead-out run. Oh, man, my heels were boring into his belly. I could feel every breath he took. God, I could feel his heart beating. We were galloping forever, never wanting to stop. And we didn't stop until we got all the way to Montana.
And Grandma Lou had a cow, right?
She had so many cows, she could have had a cow farm. Woo!
Gracie looks nervous and shushes them.
Shh, Mom, we're going to wake up the manager.
Move! Killjoy!
And Mom, when do we get to go to Wyoming?
Oh, soon, baby. Soon.
Shamir's still there.
No, silly Shamir. Dead like your grandpa.
Uh-uh, Shamir lives in the barn in Wyoming.
We better get everybody to bed.
Okay. 1, 4, 3. 1.
I.
4.
No.
3.
You.
Rowena stands up. Early next morning, Gracie cautiously sneaks out of their motel room and gets into the driver's seat of the car. She starts the engine, then gets out, quietly closes the door, and runs back into the room, where Rowena is ransacking the bathroom of towels, glasses, and complimentary toiletries.
Alright, come on. Are we blowing the joint?
Kids, towels, come on.
They stuff their bags with stolen property.
Ready, put it in. Okay, ready? Count of three. 1, 2, 3. Go.
Come on.
They run out to the car and speed off just as the night clerk runs out.
Hey!
They drive along a suburban street and stop outside a Victorian-style house. A group of older women are inside and one of them stands.
It looks like we've got some company. Unexpected.
Grandma!
Oh, my Lord!
The younger kids pile in and help themselves to cookies.
Hey, Mom. Rowena, I hope you're not staying because
I got my monthly Bible meeting happening.
Put that one back.
Oh, now don't touch those. They're for the Bible ladies.
Robbie, put it back.
No, don't put it back. Go ahead and eat it now that you've got it. No, don't put it back. Nobody wants to touch food dirty little fingers have touched. ladies, this is my family. Ladies, go right on with your meeting.
The older woman, Luella, finds Rowena in the kitchen.
When's the last time these children had something to eat?
These kids have been through hell. But I have so learned my lesson.
Oh, Rowena. Oh, I've heard that before.
I mean it.
All right.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to help you. God help me. But you can't stay here. No. Yes, I'll help you find a place, but that's it.
Let's play on a climbing frame as Rose and Gracie run into a block of flats holding two kittens. In one of the flats, Rowena's cleaning a table as Luella comes in with a box.
The last of my dishes. You have cleaned me out, Rowena. Of course, you never take care of anything.
Mom, look what we found by the canal.
Mine is Shadow and Rose's is Snowball.
Look at them. Oh,
they're so tiny and cute.
Well, now that's all you need is two stray cats. I mean, now you know that they don't have germs.
Can we keep them?
Of course you can keep them. But they look a little hungry. Why don't you go get them some milk? And why don't you pick me up some hamburger and a can of tomatoes and some paprika?
Gotta have paprika if you're gonna cook.
Are you gonna make Rudy's Hungarian goulash?
Well, I don't know. Rose, you want me to?
Yes.
Well, then hell yeah, I'm gonna make it.
Luella grins.
Who's Rudy?
Mama. Rudy was a Hungarian friend of mine.
Only now he's in prison.
Rowena squirts Rose.
Which commandment did he break, stealing or murder?
What's a commandment?
What's a commandment?
The Ten Commandments
that God gave Moses, Rose. Don't you know anything?
Rowena, I know you never take these children to church, but it'd be nice if you just got them back into school.
Tomorrow! Damn, do I have to write it in blood? Tomorrow!
Rose and Gracie stare at their mother as they stroke their kittens.
Well, don't just stand there gawking. Go get the milk.
And the stuff for the goulash?
Forget the goulash.
Yeah. Your mom's gonna be too busy cleaning up her dishes.
Would you give him some money for frozen pizza?
Luella walks out of the kitchen. In a classroom, Gracie sits at her desk and reads from a book.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Wherefore art thou, Romeo? She's not asking where he is. She wants to know why he's called Romeo. That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Go on.
Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thy wild...
Wilt. Or if thou wilt not. Be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet. What's your name again?
Gracie Thompson.
Okay, Thompson. You ever heard of Romeo and Juliet?
I know what a Romeo is.
But the story, the play, Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare, star-crossed lovers, West Side Story.
Gracie looks back down at her book.
They're from two different families at war with each other. She's willing to give up everything for him. Impetuous. Passionate. You kids have any passion?
Gracie doesn't laugh.
Thank you, Mr. Bodell.
Rose and Gracie come home.
Are you okay? Today sucked. So tell me about it.
Hi, Gracie.
Hi, guys.
How's your day?
Gracie kisses her youngest brother, Robbie, on the head, and Rose heads straight into the bedroom.
Hey, honey.
Rowena points to her shirt.
What do you think?
I think that's my t-shirt, and it's too small for you.
Gracie, look at the neat scale Mom got for us.
Mom, I know what this is. The police are going to be back.
Do you think my boobs are too small for it? Oh, come on, you're not upset, are you? I mean, I paid for it, didn't I?
Whatever.
Oh, come on, don't go anywhere. I want you to meet somebody. Ray, I want you to come out and meet my little sister, Gracie.
Mom,
what? She knows I'm kidding. Anyway, people do think we look like sisters all the time.
You didn't tell me Gracie was so cute.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
How you doing?
You are so cute. Oh, come on, Gracie. She's always been jealous of me.
She should be.
Yeah.
Ray, who wears a black t-shirt and leather waistcoat, guzzles a can of beer. The kids sleep on mattresses laid across the floor of their bedroom. The door opens, and Ray peers in at Gracie.
Gracie, you awake?
I am now. What do you want?
I'm sorry. Can I talk to you outside for a second?
Gracie, wearing a vest and shorts, gets out of bed and steps onto the landing. Ray is sitting on the stairs with a cigarette packet in his hands.
What?
Well, come on. I'm not gonna buy it.
Where's my mom?
She's passed out in the bedroom. Come on, Mia. I just want to talk.
He holds up the cigarettes and she sits.
Kids have had a hard time. I can see that. Your mom, she drinks too much. I just want to be a friend. I'm going to be living here now.
Good luck.
You're a smart girl. I could tell that right off. The whole bunch depends on you. I'm sorry. Did that scare you? Hey, little girl, I know how hard it is for you. There's no one to help you, love you. There's no one to touch you.
He reaches out and she retreats. She goes into the kitchen, opens the fridge and shakes a bottle of milk. Ray comes in and feels her backside. She breaks a beer bottle over his head.
You bitch. What's that, huh?
She gets to her feet and lunges at him. He grabs her arms and backs her against the fridge as Rowena comes in.
Whoa!
Paul!
Whoa! What is going on?
She's coming on me!
Oh, liar! Stop it, go to your
face.
Liar! Go, look at my face.
Rowena grabs Gracie in the other room.
You broke my jaw, Mom.
He's the one.
The one what?
Gracie, I'm young. I like him. Really, I like this one a lot. Please.
Blood on her cheek. Gracie turns away and walks off, leaving her mum to return to Ray in the kitchen. In school, Gracie has her bag checked by security and strides up the corridor where her teacher notices her bruised face.
What happened to you?
Whoa, wait a minute.
He takes a closer look at the bruise.
Who hit you?
I walked into a door.
Yeah, right. Now, are you going to tell me what happened, or do I have to take you down to the office?
What difference does it make? I've been hit since I was born.
Where do you come from?
All over.
Where all over?
All over. Campgrounds, trailer parks, motels. We even lived in a car. I've been to so many schools I lost count after 41.
He pulls her back.
Did you ever tell anybody about this?
No.
I'm going to have to report this.
Why?
Giggling like teenagers, Rowena and Ray walk up the stairs to the flat and go inside. Gracie and Rose are sitting on the couch.
Oh, hey. Hi, girls. Well, where are the boys? Look what we got, donuts.
I got donuts. Who wants them?
I do. I'm starving. Can I have two?
Yeah. Uh-oh, we're gonna get fat.
No. Mom, you're way skinny.
I am? Am I too skinny?
No.
Let me see. Turn around. Oh, it's cute. Gracie, come on. I got jelly for you.
You've been gone for 3 days. We had nothing but cereal, no money, no milk.
But I don't deserve a life. I can't have a little fun. Your kid's on my tail all the time.
Ray shakes an empty milk bottle. Rowena slumps down on the couch and eats a donut. She smiles at Gracie and holds up three fingers. Gracie leans over for the donut box. Rowena picks it up and offers it to her.
Thanks.
Gracie picks up a chocolate donut and takes a bite. Rowena watches her keenly. Later, Rose and Gracie are playing with their kittens.
Ow! Shadow, you meanie, you bit my finger.
Do you think Mom will really let us keep them? It won't be like Spike, huh? Remember that dog that my dad got us?
Yeah.
Remember how he used to kick it?
They look out of the window as a fleet of squad cars arrive. Rowena rushes out of her bedroom, pulling on her jeans.
Kids, get up, come on, cops! Come on, come on!
Rowena grabs drugs.
Tracy, come on! Yo, you gotta help me with these kids, man!
To hell with the kids! I'm out of here!
Rowena flushes the drugs down the toilet, while Ray escapes out of the window and is promptly caught by police. An officer brings out the kids.
Come on.
Where are you taking us?
These children can't stay with parents who have drugs.
Where are you going to get kids? Come on, man. He showed up last night. I don't even know him. I swear to you, I didn't know he had any drugs. Tracy!
Are they going to kill Mom?
No, baby, they're not. She'll be back.
Tracy!
Be
right. Do worry, she'll be back.
Rowena's put in a car.
Okay, boys. Ryan and Johnny in the first van.
Wait, what do you mean?
You and your sister come with me.
No, you can't separate us.
Just for a few days until the dog gets straightened out.
The three young boys are separated from Gracie and Rose.
Please don't make this worse than it is!
This is all your fault!
Rowena watches helplessly through the back window of a police car as officers and care workers try to separate the kids. Gracie runs over to an officer carrying Robbie and grabs the man's overcoat. Rose runs over to another brother.
Ryan! Don't get in the van!
Ryan is put into the back of a minivan and Grace thumps on a car, which takes away Robbie.
Open the door!
Tearfully, she tries to cling on to the car, but it drives off, leaving her behind. Rose and Gracie sob, shattered. A black minivan pulls up outside a large modern building, and Gracie and Rose get out, clutching their bags. They hold each other's hands as they go into the building and are shepherded into a receiving room.
Get undressed, put your bags on the counter. I put all your stuff in paper bags. You get everything back when you check out. This is for your hair, lice.
We don't have lice.
You don't know what you got. Scrub, or I'm gonna do it for you. Hit the showers.
Do you see her eyes? Cat woman. Yeah, well, at least this gut smells better than that stuff Mom used to spray on. Yeah, roach spray? How many kids in this world get to get sprayed with roach poison? Ugh, it probably got into our genes and our kids will be deformed or something.
Can you believe Mom's in jail? They're probably spraying her too. That'll show her, huh?
Well, what goes around comes around.
You could say that again.
What goes around comes around.
Work time is 6 a.m. Breakfast is at 7. General cleanup at 8. You have to be washed, combed, beds made. You'll get your assignments for chores. Kitchen, laundry, restrooms, showers. Okay, you're in here. Not you.
No, wait a second.
No, we want to be together.
I don't have any empty beds together. Just do
it. It's not a big deal. We can sleep in the same bed. We do it all the time.
I could just don't
sleep
give
on
me
the
a
floor.
Hard
it's
time.
Not a problem.
No,
really,
I want to stay with you.
No, I just want to stay with you.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
A guard pulls Rose away and she bites him on the arm. Rose is dragged off down the corridor. Rose and Gracie, wearing their drab green young offenders outfits, meet up in the exercise yard.
Are you okay? No. It was freezing in that horrible little room and they kept the lights on all night.
Poor baby. So cold in her little padded cell.
She's so special, she got the only single in the hall. I don't think I can handle this, Gracie.
She doesn't think she can handle this, Gracie.
It's all right, Rose.
Three! Bigger! Come on, girls!
What about the boys? I mean, do you think they're going through stuff like this? Poor little Robbie, she can't be.
Poor little Robbie?
Who's he?
Another sister, probably. Better toughen up, little baby. Want your diaper changed, stupid?
I'm not stupid,
hey, Rose, don't. Hey, Rose, I heard your mother's in jail.
I heard she's a hooker. Oh, look who's talking.
The girl in front of Rose turns round and slams her into the fence. Gracie immediately lunges at the girl and brings her down. Gracie is thrown into a cushioned cell.
Where are my brothers? I have a right to know! I demand to call my grandmother!
Rose and Gracie come out of the building to find Luella waiting for them.
Graham?
My little Rose, Grace, girls.
Why didn't you come for us?
Well, yeah, nobody told me you were here.
Nobody ever called me. And every time I called and called, all I got was recordings. Oh, my God, all kinds of just recordings.
What about Robbie and Johnny and Ryan?
All of you are going to stay with me for a while. They're going to see how it works out. Let us try it for a while. And I think that's good. Get in the car where it's warm.
Grandma, you're using a cane.
Oh, pshaw.
Grandma Lou, can we please go get our kitten?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Shadow? Here, kitties! Shadow?
Your mother's still in jail.
So, what happens when she gets out?
She is not allowed to live with you kids. She can't even see you, and that's the deal. Elsa, I don't get to keep you. I can't get the money to keep you.
Grace, Grandma's got to have some money to feed you kids. I got to have the help.
Rose hunts for the cats.
I can't keep cleaning up her messes, and my heart just won't take it.
I hate my mother for doing this.
Luella pulls Gracie closer as Rose comes back.
Shadow!
Rose! They're not here.
I can't find them.
Gracie holds her hand.
We'll get new ones.
The boys are brought to Luella's house and Gracie and Rose greet them with big hugs.
Oh my God, you've grown, I swear
to you. You didn't call us.
I had no idea where to phone.
Those mean kids calling me a retard, am I?
Oh, of course not, Robbie.
What did you do to your hair?
Does Grandma have any hair gel?
Maybe not hair gel, but jello for sure.
Grandma! Hi, Grandma.
Hey, big boy.
Luella hugs her grandsons. That night, Rose and Gracie are getting ready for bed.
These kids are driving me nuts. Every time I turn around, one of them's there.
Yeah, well, Robbie is fine as long as he can see you.
This morning I went in the bathroom and he followed me in there.
We just have to keep telling them that we're at Grandma's now and that we're safe.
Yeah, which means more commandments.
Thou shalt go to school.
I hate school.
Little blonde Robbie pops his head round the door.
Gracie.
She smiles.
Okay.
He hops onto the bed.
Don't take all the covers.
And don't wet the bed.
I won't.
Gracie. We don't want to be alone in there. Just for tonight. All right, just be quiet.
The other brothers come in too.
Grandma says we gotta say a prayer.
Shh, just whisper it.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Luella's in the doorway.
You look like a bunch of little animals.
I won't bite them.
Boys do not sleep with girls.
Is that one of those commandments?
You bet it is. It's God's commandment. And you get out of this bed right now. You go back to your room and you stay there. Do you hear me? Scoot!
The boys dash back to their own room. Luella walks out, casting a glance back at Gracie and Rose and sighing before closing the door behind her. Gracie and Rose walk towards a high school, clutching ring binders in front of their chests. They share nervous glances. Inside, Gracie charges up a flight of stairs and clatters into a teacher, spilling books and files all over the floor.
Oh! Aren't you supposed to be in class?
Look, lady, I gotta pick my brother.
My name is not Lady, it's Mrs. Thurston. I'm a counselor at your school and you will help me gather up this mess.
Gracie grudgingly helps to pick up the files. Later, she's in Mrs. Thurston's office.
I'm gonna need to talk to your parents.
Good luck. If you find my father, I'd love to meet him.
Look, don't give me no attitude. I just want some straight answers. Now, what about your mother?
She's in jail.
Well, who's the head of the household?
It's supposed to be my grandmother.
Who buys the food and prepares the meals?
I do.
You gotta do something about your schooling. I don't know how you made it through the 12th grade.
I have no idea what they're talking about in class, or in math.
The problem is your IQ test say something completely different.
You're just behind. But you cannot skate through this school like you did your other.
I don't. It's just some days I have to leave early.
And I don't want to hear about you ditching.
It's not ditching. I have to get a job. I have to make money.
Gracie, making money is not as important as going to school. Now look, I can't help you at home, but I can make sure you do your best here.
I am doing the best that I can.
And I think you can do a lot better if you put your mind to it.
Can I be excused? Or whatever I'm supposed to say, I have to pick up my brother.
If you really have to go and pick up your little brother from school, go ahead. But listen, my friend, you better get your act together.
Gracie walks out and Mrs. Thurston watches her sternly. It's a chilly day as Gracie warms up on a running track. Other girls are there too and mutter under their breath.
All right, Wolverines. On your marks.
Wearing tracksuits, Gracie and the other girls crouch down at the starting line.
Get set.
The girls sprint off. They're all pretty much neck and neck as they pass the bleachers. A handsome young guy in shoulder pads and an orange football jersey stops for a moment to watch them as Gracie takes the lead and crosses the finish line. She strolls away, and the football player walks up to her.
So how'd you learn to run so fast?
Running from truant officers, I guess.
You should be on the track team.
Yeah. Coach asked me, but I don't have time for this.
Yo, Tommy, out here!
Gracie's working as a waitress in a smart cafe. Rose is there with a good-looking young guy.
What are you doing here?
My fault. I thought you deserved a day off.
She has had plenty of days off since she met you. Hey, did you help Grandma with supper? What about the boys? Did they finish their homework?
Johnny was working on some stupid model. He was using toilet paper rolls to build columns or something.
He's making a model of a Acropolis. Maybe you could help him with it.
Miss, could I get a burger and a chocolate milkshake?
If he can pay for it.
Please, 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 please. Gracie, he forgot his wallet.
Forgot my wallet.
Fine, I'll pay for it this time, but don't come in here again without your wallet. Please, Rose, I gotta be able to depend on you.
Okay, thanks, Gracie.
Gracie's walking towards the high school with her bag slung over her shoulder. The football player pulls alongside her in a smart, open-topped silver Mustang.
Hey! You are going home?
Yeah.
I give you a ride.
No, it's not far. I take the bus.
He smiles to himself and drives on. Gracie's sitting on the bus. A figure steps up in front of her. It's the football player, Tommy.
Car broke down. Guess we're in the same direction, huh?
They walk towards Luella's.
And don't laugh. My mom's a psychiatrist.
Who's laughing?
Everybody. She's always asking me crazy stuff. I don't really want to tell my mom. So what about you? You haven't said anything about yourself.
You're not giving me a chance.
Yeah, I guess I'm a motor mouth when I'm nervous.
I make you nervous?
Hell yeah. Okay, it's your turn. My mouth is sealed.
You asked for it. This is my house, and I live here with my three half-brothers and half-sister. We have different last names because we have different fathers. I haven't seen mine since I was two. Our mother's a drug addict, and she's in jail right now. We live here with my grandmother as wards of the court. All my brothers have ADD. Johnny has ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And Robbie, the youngest, who's a little slower, has trouble being alone. Okay? Is that enough?
No. I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm not.
No, I mean, I like you. I just want to know you.
Grace!
What's the matter? I told you, I don't have time for this. I run a zoo.
How about I give you a ride tomorrow?
I told you I'd take the bus.
That's okay. So tomorrow, we'll both take the bus.
Gracie nods and follows Luella inside.
What?
With Rose.
You are knocked up and I'm the last person that you tell?
I knew what you'd say.
Rose, this is so stupid. How are you gonna raise a kid?
See? I knew it.
You can't quit school.
Mom quit school and look what happened to her.
I hate school.
So what, you're gonna live with Ricky and his roommate and then what? Clean houses for other people? Rose, stay here. We can raise the baby together.
Oh, Lord.
Another one won't make a difference.
Rose, Ricky said to hurry it up.
Bye, you guys.
Rosie, you
Rose,
make sure
wait.
That boy marries you.
Gracie hugs Rose.
We've never been separated.
Hurry it up, babe.
I am saying goodbye to my sister, Ricky, so just can it.
Ricky gets back into his pickup truck.
Look, I know what you're thinking. That I'm gonna end up like Mom. Gracie, I love him. I can't do this without you. It had to happen someday. I'm not like you. Okay, you can do anything.
She strokes Gracie's hair.
Just take care of yourself, huh?
Rose gets into the passenger seat of Ricky's breakdown truck and looks out of the open window at Gracie.
I'll call you.
Ricky drives away, and Rose gives Gracie a wave and a brave smile. In a computer class, an error appears on Tommy's screen. He turns round to Gracie sitting behind him.
Excuse me, ma'am? Could you help me with my computer? I'm having some problems.
Go
and,
away.
So how's it going?
This is right up my alley. The Black Plague was caused by bacteria that lived on fleas that lived on rats. I know about rats.
Look, I'm having some problems with my computer. Why don't you come over there and just, you know. If you don't, then...
She gives in.
Something's wrong. I don't know what it is.
You have to clear some space.
Mm-hmm.
He moves his face closer to hers.
Just press escape.
What if I don't want to escape? Gracie, that report is due tomorrow?
I'm almost finished, Mrs. Thurston.
Yes, you are. Jeez.
She's not that bad. I mean, she's on my case a lot, but it's actually kind of nice. You know, she cares.
I care, too. Look, why don't you invite me to dinner? Me, Grandma Lou, and the kids. It'd be fun. I won't bite.
Okay.
Tommy's joined the family for dinner.
Robbie, we have to bless the food first.
What do we say?
A prayer.
Robbie shuts his eyes.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord will sort to be if I should go.
I think your grandma means to have God bless the food.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do.
Good food, good meat, good God, that's it.
The boys spring up as Rowena comes in with a burly bearded guy in denim. They hug her and Luella looks uneasy.
Did you enjoy your trip?
Trip?
Were you one since I've been gone?
I would hardly call that a trip.
Hi, Mama. These kids been good to you?
Yes, Rowena, they have.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Oh, everybody, this is Franco. Franco, the everybody.
Hi.
How do you
everybody.
Do?
And who is this? You sure don't look like one of mine.
This is my friend, Tommy.
Tommy. Well, V, looks like Gracie got lucky, huh?
Mom, would you mind if I talked to you in the hallway?
Not at all, baby. What you eating?
Lettuce.
Franco, make yourself at home.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Gracie and Rowena go onto the porch.
Would you care to join us?
I didn't know you had a boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
Well, whatever he is, he sure is hot.
You can't stay here.
What gives you the right to tell me what I can and can't
because
do?
I don't want another trip to a youth facility. I don't. And that's exactly what's going to happen if you and your friend don't get out of here.
Rowena fixes Gracie with a firm gaze.
I just got out of jail, Gracie. You don't want to give me a welcome home. You don't want to give your mama a hug.
Rowena stands and wraps her arms around Gracie. who slowly responds.
Thank you. I missed you. We're doing really good right now. Please don't mess this up. I am not gonna mess this up.
Rowena's eyes burn as she stares at Gracie.
I am not gonna mess this up.
She wipes Gracie's cheek, then bows her head so that their foreheads are touching. They hug. Rowena smiles to herself over Gracie's shoulder and has another drag on her cigarette. Day. In the lounge, Tommy and Rowena's boyfriend, Franco, are watching basketball on TV. A guy scores.
Oh! Hi there, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing?
Where are you two off to?
I'm taking Gracie to meet my folks.
Oh, yeah? And we weren't invited?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
You could use a little makeup if you ask your mommy.
You look great.
Okay, well, good night.
Oh, hey, 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 hey! Try doing something I might do.
Tommy stops his Mustang in front of a silver Porsche outside a vast grey New England-style house. Gracie gets out and looks overawed by the property.
How many people live here?
It's not that big.
Yes, it is. Tommy, oh my God, my entire house could fit in your garage. Do you think I need makeup?
Look, will you knock it off?
Tommy, they're not gonna like me.
Listen, I like you.
They kiss tenderly.
They're gonna love you. Come on.
Mom! Dad!
So Tommy tells me you have three brothers?
And a sister.
Older, younger?
Younger.
How much younger?
She was a sophomore.
What is this, the Inquisition?
I'm just interested, Stan, so just leave us alone.
Her name is Rose, and she's getting married and expecting a baby.
Oh, goodness. I hope that's not giving you too many ideas.
Well, Ma, I thought you wanted a grandbaby.
I do, but not yet.
Where's the powder room?
Bathroom. It's through the door and to the left. Tommy, show Gracie.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I got it.
Gracie, how do you like your burgers?
Cooked.
Tommy's dad frowns a little puzzled and Gracie heads inside. Tommy's mum smiles to herself and sips a glass of red wine. Gracie walks through the lounge and spots a framed photo of Tommy smiling with his mum and dad. She picks the photo up and looks at the happy, grinning faces. In the bathroom, she runs her hands under the tap, then holds them over her face before looking at her reflection.
Powder room?
She wipes her hands over her face, then looks round at some small hand towels folded into elaborate fan shapes beside the sink. She picks one of them up, then puts it back, knocking over another one. Finally, she gets them all standing up again and looks back at the mirror. In the dining room...
I keep telling your son he has to visit some colleges and make some decisions. Mm-hmm. What colleges are you looking into?
Ma, you want me to check this?
Mm-hmm. I hadn't really thought about it.
Well, you better. There's lots of competition.
Gracie eyeballs a plate of burgers.
Oh, are you still hungry?
If no one's gonna eat them, would you mind if I took them home to my brothers? My grandma has a microwave.
Of course not. No, we have some buns. We got some cookies.
Get some containers.
Get some bags.
You're just little children.
What am I supposed to do, Mom? Rowena, I have asked you not to smoke in my house.
Gracie comes home and overhears her mum and grandma.
Oh, okay.
That Franco fella is upstairs, asleep on my bed. And little Robbie told me that he saw you in there with him doing exercises with him. And I know what them exercises were.
In front of your own children.
So what am I supposed to do? There was no lock on the door.
Well, I'm sorry, though. I mean, that, oh, God. I don't want the kids to see me like that either, Mom.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I don't have much. She's all I've got.
Rowena, the children are so upset.
They promise not to tell anybody that you're here, but they're just little children.
And Robbie, he doesn't understand. Oh, God, your daddy, this would just about kill him.
Oh, God.
Listen, Rowena, that check is going to come tomorrow. And why don't you and your man take the check? And why don't you just leave? Because you know what? It would really be best for everybody.
I bring nothing but misery.
I didn't say that, Rowena.
No, you did. I mean, you might as well know. Let me get Franco and I'll get out of here.
No, Rowena, wait. Honey, please come to Mama, please.
What?
Listen to me.
What?
Honey,
if you just get back into the church.
Why don't you admit that I should have never been born?
Oh, God.
Don't say that, Rowena. You're my baby. Oh, God. I will not turn you out. Oh, my God.
Gracie walks past the doorway and glares at Rowena, smiling smugly.
Oh, I love you too, Mama.
Oh, Rowena shoots Gracie a triumphant smirk.
God, do I love you.
At school.
We know your mother's living at your grandmother's. I just have to ask you one question. Are there any relatives that would take you and your siblings? Well, we're going to have to find foster homes able to take care of
you. You're not separating us. We've already been through that.
Foster homes. It's not juvenile hall. They're good people.
They screen
them.
They take the kids for the money. I'm not stupid. Look, I'll get my mother out of the house.
It won't work. Your grandma's always going to take her back. She says she won't, but she does.
I'll take them. I'll get an apartment away from my grandmother's, and I'll save up my money.
That money is for junior college.
I can always make more.
Gracie, you're 17 years old. You have to be a legal adult to be a foster parent. You'd have to be emancipated.
I can do that?
Yeah. But even then, a judge would have to go for it.
And that's just too much on your shoulders.
It has always been on my shoulders. Look, this is a solution. You can't separate us. I'll be their mother.
At Luella's.
You are not their mother.
Oh, Rowena shoves Gracie.
What are you doing this so you can get the caregiver money?
You are doing this to get the caregiver money. This is all a setup. She gets the caregiver money and she gives it to you.
But because it belongs to me, you bitch. Little.
No, Rowena, don't crush your daughter like that.
She attacks Gracie and Luella, pushing her over.
You are not taking my kids.
Your kids? Why don't you just admit that you had us for the welfare money? Too bad you had so many miscarriages because there would have been more.
You go to hell.
I was born in hell.
Pinned down on the floor, Gracie's eyes burn.
They're never going to give them to you.
Not to you.
Her brothers watch.
Just leave. Before I call the cops.
Rowena leans forward to kiss Gracie, and she turns her face away. Rowena kisses Gracie on the cheek, then slowly stands and laughs spitefully at sobbing Luella. Rowena shoves her sons out of the way as she walks down the hallway and picks up her bag and coat. Still lying on the kitchen floor, Gracie watches as Rowena leaves the house. Gracie crawls across the floor to Luella and hugs her leg. That night, Gracie and her brothers are lying in bed.
We can run away.
I don't have any wheels.
We could take a bus and we'll all get jobs and find a place to live.
Wyoming.
We can't run away, guys. That's how Mom deals with her problems. We're skipping town. We have to ask the court.
You're the one that takes care of us, so why do we have to ask the court?
Judges are smart, and they listen to both sides, and they figure out what's best for us. Right, Gracie?
We already know what's best for us.
Why don't I read you guys a story?
We've read Bambi about 100 times.
Don't knock it. It's the only book we've got.
The three boys are snuggled up asleep in bed, while Gracie sits up with her back resting against the headboard. She stares pensively into space, then leans over and gently kisses Robbie on his golden blonde hair. In a courtroom, Gracie stands facing the judge.
I don't think you know what you're doing. You understand that these children must stay in school?
Yes, sir.
You're employed part-time. You have a work permit?
Yes, sir. Through the school.
This has been a very trying day. I've had half a dozen children had to be placed. Well, your school records have certainly improved. Mrs. Thurston.
Yes, Your Honor.
You're a counselor at Gracie School. What's your assessment here?
Gracie is doing extremely well, and I'm also encouraging her to apply for college.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, all of the children are making an effort. Ryan and Robbie are in special day classes, and Johnny's pulling in A's.
You know, what happens to these children when Gracie's at work?
My grandmother can come to my apartment after school, or I can put them in the foster family daycare. I know it's not perfect, Your Honor, but it's very important to me and to my brothers that we stay together.
The boys turn back to the judge.
Where is the mother? Rowena Larson?
I talked to her yesterday, Your Honor. She said she would be here.
Huh. Well, how did these children get here today?
Easy, we took the bus.
You don't have a car.
Oh, we're getting one.
Look, I don't understand this money problem with your grandmother. She's getting $520 a month for each child.
The thing is, Your Honor, my grandmother gives the money to my mother. We don't ever see it.
Gracie buys us our shoes and stuff, sir. I mean, Your Honor.
Look, the money would have to go directly to you.
That's gonna make Grandma really mad. Because, see, my mother will raise hell about it. I mean, heck.
Well, you don't have to worry about her. Just worry about these kids. You got a checking account?
I can get one.
How are you gonna get an apartment?
I already found one. It just has to be approved.
Oh, well, all right. How are you gonna handle it all? You got telephone, electricity. Each of these children gotta have their own bed, dresser.
Yes, Your Honor, I have the list.
This is ridiculous. I'm going to give you a week to get it all in order.
I can do it, Judge Donner.
Well, if you can do all that, maybe we should give you a job around here. Okay. This is just temporary, but we're going to give it a 3-month trial. But I'm going to be watching you. I want reports from the doctor, the dentist, and copies of report cards. This is highly unusual, but I'm giving you a chance to keep your family together. I hope it doesn't come back to haunt me.
Thank you, Judge Donner. Thank you.
Next case.
The kitchen window of a dull, tatty house is open a crack as a silver family saloon parks up outside. Gracie gets out with a social worker who looks up at the shabby, cream-coloured, weatherboard building.
Tough neighbourhood. I don't know.
It's better than most places we've lived, and we can stay in the same schools.
Inside.
Oh, well. Gonna have to clean it up.
I have plenty of experience scrubbing out bathtubs and cupboards.
Uh-huh. Put some pictures up. Family stuff. Make it cozy and warm. I'll be back in a week.
Does that mean you approve it?
Done.
Gracie's in a furniture shop with Tommy.
So you took all this on without telling me?
I was afraid you'd think I was nuts.
No, my parents think you're nuts. I, on the other hand, think you're pretty incredible.
I didn't have a choice. Before I know it, I'm picking out beds. What do you think of this one?
It's way too soft. You know what? We got a twin bed in the garage. Okay, how much money you got?
Well, I've saved a few thousand, and then with the foster care money, I think...
Wait a minute. You've been saving your money in a sock?
Yeah, underneath the mattress.
Why didn't you just put it in the bank, you know, earn some interest?
What's that?
The bank pays you a percentage for the use of your money.
Free money?
Mm-hmm.
That is a great idea.
She grabs him and they fall onto a bed together. In a used car lot, Gracie looks through the window of a vehicle and smiles, while beside her a salesman writes on a clipboard. Tommy and her brothers kick the tires and check out the engine. A little later, Gracie drives them all out of the lot in the newly bought car. Gracie and Luella are decorating the kitchen. Gracie folds a small rectangle of wallpaper.
Grandma? Could you cut this for me right there on that line?
Tommy and Gracie's brothers carry a rug into the house. Gracie sits at a table and writes out a check to the power company. Gracie's cutting Robbie's hair as Ryan, Johnny, and some other kids run to the house with a tortoiseshell kitten.
Taking care of it.
What are we calling him?
Lobo.
Lobo?
Okay,
oh,
that's a good thing.
In the bathroom, Gracie, holding the kitten under one arm, puts a toothbrush into one of four plastic beakers, which are neatly labeled and lined up on a shelf. She hangs towels on hooks and stands up hand towels which have been folded into the same fan shape that Tommy's parents had theirs. She straightens her hair and goes into the living room where Johnny is vacuuming.
Okay, thank you, Johnny. That's good enough. Robbie, down! What did I tell you? We do not jump on the furniture. Honey, just put it in the corner and be sure to thank Mrs. Turner when we give it back to her.
We don't have any pictures. So what pictures do we put in the frames?
Keep the ones that are in there.
Isn't Mr. Bessie supposed to be here? I'm late for my open house.
Don't worry, he will be here.
Now can we go out and play?
No, you cannot. I don't want you guys getting all dirty again. Mr. Bessie is never late, so something must have come up. Okay, that's him. Okay, come on. Come on.
They gather in the kitchen.
Okay, everybody ready? Clean hands? Elbows? Okay, good.
This is such bull. We're gonna miss the whole thing.
Calm down, Ryan.
Gracie answers the door to a woman.
I'm Sandy Jacobs. I'm your social worker.
Hi. You know what? There might be a mistake. Bob Bessie, Mr. Bessie, he's actually our social worker.
Your file's on my desk now. That's the way it works.
Okay.
You're late.
Sorry, traffic.
Yeah, right. We have a telephone now. You could have called. I'm sorry. They're just a little upset because they had an open house at their school tonight.
Yeah, it started an hour ago.
Yes, well, this takes precedence over an open house at school.
Sandy looks around the living room.
Oh, it's very homey. You have gas, electricity?
Look at our kitten Lobo.
It means wolf, because he bites.
We got our teeth cleaned.
Me too.
Yes, I have the reports. Who are these people?
Aunt Beth Ann and Uncle Mike.
Oh. And where do they live?
Portland.
They do.
Oh. I noticed in the report that your Grandma Lou checks you regularly.
We have a stable support line.
Very stable.
And I noticed that Brian has communication problems.
Do you mean Ryan?
Oh, yes, Ryan. Sorry. So many families, so many children.
I really don't want to upset him, so I would rather discuss this in private.
I just think you should consider counseling for him.
That's a great idea. I will do that.
Okay, well, I have to make my report to the judge. All in all, I would say, good job. I'm going to grant you a 3-month extension. Good work, boys.
Sandy leaves and Gracie and her brothers grin at each other. That night in the kitchen, Luella's visiting.
I have got to hand it to you. You have a lot of patience. And you're a better mother than I ever was.
Grandma, we never could have done all this without you.
Who drank all the milk? Guys, if you drink up all the milk, we don't have anything left for the rest of the week.
Why couldn't we get cereal?
Because it's too expensive. Ryan will eat the whole box. Besides, it's got too much sugar and you guys are hyper enough as
Gracie, is. Who are those guys?
Mind your own business. Robbie, just get in the car.
Gracie ducks as a driver slows down and opens fire on another car. A guy shoots back at the gunman who drives out of the store parking lot. Gracie continues shielding Robbie with her own body. Police are at the house.
You can't give us any description of the shooters. You didn't notice the make,
the color of either vehicle?
I was covering up my brother. That was the only thing I was thinking about.
Where exactly were you?
Where were you? Don't talk to my sister like that. She pays taxes.
Ryan, show some respect.
It appears you're caught in the crossfire. Two rival
gangs. They shot our car! Through the door, the rearview mirror, the windshield. They blew a tire off. My sister gave all my
money. Ryan, get a grip. Go upstairs. I'll be up in a minute. Now!
Ryan goes upstairs.
Please excuse my brother. He thinks he's my husband.
Oh, this is all so terrible, just terrible. You and Robbie could have been killed.
Grandma! Robbie, honey, go upstairs and get ready for bed. Take Lobo. Johnny's gonna read you one of the stories we bought.
Good night, Mr. Policeman.
You are not helping this.
I know. I shouldn't have said that in front of him, but I just couldn't help myself.
I know, Grandma.
This kind of thing was always happening to your mother.
Gracie! I came as soon as I could. You okay?
Tommy hugs her.
What's wrong?
I think I'm gonna puke.
She rushes out of the room. Wearing pink nightclothes, Gracie lies on top of her bed.
Okay, you guys say your prayers? All right, night, fellas. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Good night.
Night. Night, Tommy.
Tommy steps over to the open doorway.
Hey. I can't believe you threw up on that cop.
Yeah, it was a real projectile, too.
It was a freak accident. It could have happened to anybody.
It just brings up so much old stuff. You know, with my mommy. It's like nothing has changed.
You're not in that life anymore. It's time we made plans.
Plans? Tommy, I can't even plan on lunch next week. I'm going to court every time I turn around. I'm going from social worker to social worker to social worker. I have to do the laundry and the groceries by myself. I have to put shoes on their feet.
The kids are getting older. Your grandmother can take over soon.
You're not hearing me.
Hearing you, baby? Yes, I am. Next year, we're gonna get our own place. I'm gonna go to Braxton. You're gonna go with me.
College, Tommy, I can't afford college.
On a scholarship. Gracie. You're getting A's and B's. Baby, I love you. We're gonna get through this together. Think about you for a change.
Forget about it.
Think about it.
She hugs him and looks into his eyes.
Right now I'm thinking about something else.
They kiss and entwine their arms around each other. Gracie and Tommy come down the steps of a large stone college building.
So what do you think now?
It's very ivory tower.
You like?
I like. For you. Tommy, what makes you think they're going to give me a scholarship?
This. I went on the internet.
By yourself?
Oh, very funny. Look, foster family scholarship application. All you have to do is apply, it's a lock.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what a college degree means?
More money?
No, more us. You know, have our own kids, start a family.
Instant family, just add Tommy.
You want?
Gracie reads the application.
Yes, Tommy, I want very much.
Good.
Gracie's filling out the form at work as a colleague comes over.
I've never once seen you take a break.
I'm applying for a scholarship. So wish me luck.
College? I thought you were saving for a wedding dress.
That'll come later. And I'm renting a wedding dress. I'm not gonna buy anything that I'm only gonna wear once.
Hello? Gracie, it's for you.
Gracie looks over anxiously. Gracie runs across a dark parking lot and races into a hospital. Luella lies on a bed in a private room.
Grandma, it's Gracie.
You run around without your shoes. Like when you ride your horse. I told you a million times.
No, Grandma, it's Gracie. I've got my shoes on.
I knew you'd come, Rowena. Because you know how much I love you. You knew I spoiled you. I spoiled you when you were a little girl, but I was too strict.
In all the wrong ways. Parents aren't always so smart. But I promise, I'm gonna make it up to you. You forgive me, Rowena. Please. You forgive your mama.
Yeah. I forgive you.
Luella kisses Gracie's hand.
Just rest now, okay? Just rest, because I need you. We all need you.
Gracie, the boys, and other mourners are gathered at a graveside.
Lord, when we hear the words of your commandments, that you giveth and you taketh away, so often we look only at the part that's half empty, that taketh away. Yet even as we are filled with sadness for the loss of our beloved Luella, we are also here to celebrate what she gave us. Luella Larson, proud mother to a fine and wonderful daughter, Rowena, loving grandmother
to so many
happy
grandchildren
here today.
She told Rose she was coming.
To church, just plain Lou. Although Lou was anything but plain. We ask you, dear Lord, to take her.
After the service, the mourners have gathered at Luella's house. Tommy talks with Rose, who's now a few months pregnant.
Boys!
Rowena comes in with another new boyfriend and comes over to the girls.
Oh my God, you guys! We couldn't find the church. Tommy, you're still around, yeah. Dude. That's rockin'. Well, look at you, my girls, my little girls. My baby girls.
Hey, Mom.
Oh. Rowena kisses Rose, then spots her swollen stomach.
Get out! Oh, my golly.
Rowan, can you believe it? I'm going to be a grandma.
Wow. Oh.
Poor Grandma Lou, huh?
She laughs and flops forward.
You guys, listen, I want you to know something, okay? If you want anything of your grandma's, you know, a little trinket or keepsake or something, you let me know, okay? She didn't have much. She only had $7,000, which she gave me, of course. You know, in the house and furniture and stuff. Listen, where are my boys? They're outside.
Rowena barges into Gracie as she runs outside to the garden where the boys are playing.
Come on!
Everyone, get to the house!
Robbie, Ryan, and Johnny stop and stare at her.
Well, what's up? Come on, Johnny, Robbie. Well, come on! Yeah!
Mama!
Oh, hi, baby. That's my boy. Come on. Johnny, let's go, man.
Come on.
Oh. Ryan! Come on, man!
Finally, Ryan runs over.
That's the way I like to see it.
Rose watches with Grace.
Do you think she's gonna try and take the boys? Who knows what she's gonna do?
Rose goes inside and Gracie remains by the door watching Rowena cavorting with her sons. Gracie climbs the steps to her front door and takes a handful of letters out of the mailbox. She flicks through them and finds one in a Braxton College envelope. She folds it in half and pops it into her bag. At work in the cafe, Gracie, who now wears a manager badge on her pink blouse, hangs up the phone, then takes the envelope out of her bag and opens it. She unfolds the letter and reads, then purses her lips and screws up the letter and envelope in her hands.
Gracie, that guy over there, he wants to talk to you.
A man sits alone at a table.
Okay, will you cover for me?
Gracie walks over to the 40-ish man, who smiles and stands.
What can I do for you?
Well, what you can do is get your ass over here and give me a hug.
Who are you?
Gracie, I'm your daddy. What's the matter? You don't believe me?
I don't know. I can't.
Listen, have you got a little place where we could go talk for just a minute? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
They go into the kitchen.
Look at you, you're the manager. I mean, that's fabulous. You look real pretty, like your mom. And, what can I say? You turned out great, Gracie.
It's no thanks to you. There's no smoking in here.
Come on, don't be mad. You know, I couldn't see it because of the restraining order. They'd have put me in jail.
Because you beat me.
No. Your mom beat you.
Is that true?
Sweetie, I just been thinking about you all these years and waiting until you was 18 so that I could see you.
You ever heard of a phone call?
Jeez. Gracie, you know, I kind of had some problems of my own for a while.
The lean, unshaven man looks down.
But, you know, the thing is, now your mom she's trying to stick me with this back child support thing. She's claiming that Rosie and the boys are my kids. Well, you know they're not, right? So what I just need you to sign this thing that says that I was long gone by the time
that... This is why you came to see me?
Well, I mean, she can't get away with it because they're not my kids.
No, they're mine.
Gracie snatches the form and signs it. Her dad watches with a relieved smile. She thrusts the paperwork back into his hands as she marches out.
Good luck with your child support, Daddy.
Her dad stays in the kitchen to check the signature on the form. Morning. Grace wakes up in bed to find red petals and a couple of long-stemmed roses scattered on her quilt. She grins.
You guys, what is this?
I'll wake up and smell the roses.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
You have to stay in bed.
Breakfast in bed, like on TV.
Oh my goodness.
1-4-3.
Come here.
1-4-3, Gracie.
This looks delicious.
A graduation ceremony.
Jared Tarleton.
The graduates wear royal blue robes and mortarboards.
Gracie Thompson.
Her brothers cheer as she crosses the stage to the principal and shakes his hand.
Your parents must be very proud.
Exactly.
Gracie hugs a woman, then holds up her diploma and grins as Tommy's dad takes her picture. Outside the ceremony, the boys run over to Gracie, who's with Tommy and Rose.
Gracie!
Gracie!
Hey!
There you are!
Hold it, guys. I'm gonna get this.
Cheese!
Beautiful.
I'm so proud of you.
I told you you could do it.
Hey, there's Punch in the
corner. Gracie, Tommy, there you are. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mrs.
Let's get a picture.
Oh,
I'm so proud of you.
Mrs. Thurston, I'm sorry I was such a pain in the ass. I hated your guts.
Don't worry about it. I hated yours, too.
Oh, I got a new job this summer doing books for an escrow company.
And is this coming from the girl who once told me she couldn't do math?
It doesn't take brains. I'm just loading numbers into a computer, that's all.
Whatever it is, you're starting a new life, and with the new scholarship. Now that is the best news.
Tommy's face hardens a little.
I can't believe it.
Boys, do you want to say hello to Mrs. Thurston? Say hello.
Just a bit.
Hi, Mrs. Thurston.
So when were you going to tell me?
I don't know. I just got all messed up.
You found out you got a scholarship. And you just threw it away?
How am I going to go to college and leave the boys? A few years, and they're going to be
out. Robbie's 7 years old. It's a long time, Gracie. Look, I just got to know. Do you love me or not?
Tommy, you know that I do.
Say it, Gracie.
Tommy and Gracie share a table in a restaurant. They gaze into each other's eyes. Gracie shakes her head faintly.
But I can't turn my back on the boys. Even if I wanted to, I can't.
Let somebody adopt them. Gracie, it's a good opportunity for
the kids. If anybody's going to adopt them, it's going to be me.
you know what you just said? So you're serious? You're gonna try and adopt them yourself?
I don't know what I'm gonna do. Look, the boys adore you. And I know that you love them.
I love you, damn it! I wanna be with you. I wanna marry you. I want us to have our own kids. Not with them.
Tommy, don't say that.
You gotta make a choice. Look, I'm sorry, Gracie. I'm only 19. I got my whole life ahead of me. I can't.
He gets up from the table and makes to go, then stops and turns back to Gracie, whose eyes are welling with tears.
Gracie, your family is ruining your life. Don't even see it.
He walks out, leaving Gracie alone with her thoughts. Gracie walks up a flight of outdoor stairs with a lawyer.
You expect me to take this case pro bono?
I don't expect anything. I'm hoping.
How do you know your mother will sign a release?
I don't. The only way she'd sign it is if she was high on pot.
They'll assign her a lawyer. You only get one shot in court, you know. You'd have to luck out with an understanding, flexible judge.
We had one before.
And what about the fathers?
I don't know who half of them are. Neither does my mother.
Or you have to get a hold of relatives. You have to check out last known addresses.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put ads in newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to locate these people so that parental rights can be terminated. Ancillary costs can add up.
I know. I'm prepared. I went through all of this stuff with an adoption worker.
There's little or no precedent for any of this. A person as young as you are...
Are you going to help me or not?
The lawyer walks off. Gracie brings shirts into the boys' bedroom.
Robbie? Ryan, don't wrinkle it. I just ironed it. It's an expensive shirt. Belonged to my boss. Robbie, honey, come on. We got to get going. We can't be late.
You got a big stain.
Well... Tuck it in, it won't show.
Why can't we ever get anything new?
Why don't you start mowing more lawns? Are you scrubbed good behind your
I'm ears? I'm ready!
My hair okay.
What is that smell?
I used some of Tommy's cologne left in the bathroom.
Well, you use too much.
Is Mom gonna be there?
The boys come out of an elevator with Gracie, who carries a big box of files.
Come on.
They walk over to a bench.
All right. Wait, sit over here. You're in charge. Do not talk to anyone, okay? Excuse me while I go barf my guts out.
In the loo, Gracie comes out of a cubicle, while a dark-haired woman at the wash basins shakes a couple of pills into her hand and swallows them. Gracie rinses her mouth with water, then turns to the woman.
Would you mind if I had two of those?
Aspirin?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The woman nervously dabs her face with a paper towel.
I come here this morning thinking I was doing some good and they took my children away from me. What kind of people take babies away from their mothers?
Gracie stares at the woman.
I don't... Sorry. I hope it works out for you.
Gracie returns to the foyer to find smartly dressed Rowena with the boys.
Gracie's gonna love it.
Hi, Gracie.
Look who's here, Gracie.
Well, hi there, Gracie. Hey, what do you think? He said I should look respectable.
She looks pretty, doesn't she, Gracie?
Well, I don't know. I do feel a little like my mother. Maybe I should add a little more lipstick.
You're beautiful, Mom.
You look fine.
Mom wants to take us to Wyoming.
Well, we could all go. Gracie, you too, you're invited. We could start over.
We can take Lobo.
She's gonna sell Grandma Lou's house and buy one in Wyoming.
Yeah. We're gonna have a ranch house with cottonwood trees and a pond and a pasture.
We're gonna have a huge garden.
Right, because we'll grow all of our own food, right?
Oh, and she says we're gonna have horses, Arabian horses, like Shamir.
Yes. I know I wasn't a good mother, but like I told the boys, I loved you. I love all of my children.
gonna make up for it now.
She smiles at Gracie.
Please don't do this.
Rowena and the boys stare at Gracie. In the courtroom, Rowena addresses the judge.
I'll raise them like I was raised. My parents were good Christians. I had a good upbringing. It's just that I got a little off track, that's all. But I'm in a parenting class now.
You've only attended once.
Well, that's because I only found out about it in the end. But I'm going to go to the next session, I swear. Judge Marks, this is all a mistake. I want my kids. I want to give them a good life. I've always wanted
that. Are you prepared to get a job? You're not going to raise these children on welfare.
Well, I'm taking it one step at a time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Will any of the fathers of the children be present here today?
Oh, golly, no. No, they owe me way too much child support. I never had a penny, never had any help at all. But I will tell you that these kids were conceived in love.
I understand, Miss Larson, but according to the petition signed by your eldest daughter...
Oh, yes, I read that. Gracie is a good kid, but that's all she is a kid. If you don't see me fit to be the mother of these children, I want them to go to families that will help them.
Well, no one has helped them more than I have.
Miss Thompson, please. I've gone over dozens of reports from social
workers. And all of those social workers will tell you that I've always been the one that's been responsible for feeding them and clothing them. I get them to school. It has always been me.
If you think she's better than me, you should know that she has sex with a boy in the house. And
that is not the way it
went.
Yes,
it is.
He loved me.
It is the way that it happened.
And I loved him.
Well, counsel on both sides, please try to get a grip on your clients.
Miss Larson?
I'd like to call the children to the courtroom.
Rowena smiles.
Let's.
An officer comes out to the foyer.
Boys, judge wants to see you. Come on.
Come on, Robbie.
In the courtroom.
Ryan Walker. Johnny Blicker. And Robbie LoCascio. You've been sworn in, and I've explained to you what that means. Now, I'm going to ask each of you a very hard question. Ryan, you're the eldest, so I'm going to ask you first. Who do you want to live with?
Racked with anxiety, Gracie watches as eldest redhead Ryan turns back to look at Rowena. He holds up his fingers to his mum, and she mouths words back with a smile.
I love you, Mom. I will always love you. I'm sorry, but I would rather live with Gracie.
What? Why? Wait, he's been brainwashed.
Johnny.
Wait.
Johnny, what about you?
Johnny.
Your Honor.
John, now look at me.
Miss Larson.
Look at your mother.
Miss Larson.
Clearly, she's poisoned them or brainwashed them to
Larson?
Be scared of me.
Counsel,
I've
warned you.
And told them that I am bad.
Rowena composes herself.
I'm not bad. I'm just looking for another chance. One more chance, please, to be their mother. Boys, come to me. Johnny, come to me, okay?
Boys. I know this is going to be very difficult, but try to ignore what your mother has just said to you. Just try and stay with your feelings. Johnny, who do you want to live with?
Your Honor, we've been with Gracie all our lives. She feeds us and reads to us and helps us with our lessons. She fixes us up when we're hurt and when we're scared. That's what a mother does, right?
She changed our diapers when we were babies. Mom, you know that's true.
Robbie, what do you say about this?
Robbie, pay attention. Who do you want to live with?
I'd like to live in Wyoming and ride a horse.
Yeah.
Wyoming?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
But I would like to sleep in my own bed and go home with Gracie.
Both women cry. Gracie with joy, Rowena with anguish. The judge retakes her seat behind the bench.
I've been with this case for some time now. It seems the children have finally found some stability. I don't want to disrupt that. Miss Larson, I know you feel pain and remorse, but it's all coming too late. Parental rights are terminated.
Is that it?
The judge stares firmly at Rowena, while tearful Gracie holds her hand to her mouth.
I can't see my babies anymore! You're not my babies anymore! I'm dead!
She shoves her lawyer, then makes to step towards Gracie, but stops herself. She leans down towards the boys.
I will always find you. No matter where you go, I will find you.
Clutching a bag, Rowena slowly walks out of the courtroom, wiping her face with her hand. Gracie gets up out of her chair and throws her arms around the boys.
Thompson, I hope you know what you're doing today. This is a huge thing you're taking on. There's no turning back. These will be your children now.
I understand. They've always been my children. They've never been anyone else's.
How can we blow this joint?
He means, are we done?
Almost.
Diesel, like Big Diesel.
That's stupid.
Pyre, like Harry.
Guys, we gotta get serious. The judge only gave us 5 minutes to come up with the last name.
Globo.
That's the cat's name.
Savage. Johnny Savage.
No. How about Weatherly? Because we've been through bad weather.
Weatherly. Johnny Weatherly.
Me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Weatherly.
The officer leans over to the judge. The judge turns to Gracie and the boys.
Ladies and gentlemen of the courtroom, for the record, I'm happy to present the Weatherly.
Yes.
Gracie Weatherly, Ryan Weatherly, Johnny Weatherly.
Yes.
And Robbie Weatherly. This is a miracle. It's a first. I want to see you guys when you graduate. It's heroic what you're doing. I wondered when I was reading the case if I'd make a mistake by granting this. But I know in my heart I've made the right decision. I just hope you can handle it.
I will. I can do it.
It's gonna be hard. You've got your own little family now. You can make it happen.
Captions. Gracie is balancing being a working mother and a full-time student with a 3.9 grade point average. Ryan has a part-time job after school, Johnny is thriving as a student, and Robbie wants to be a judge when he grows up. And Gracie dreams of starting an advocacy centre for foster care and adoption to help the 500,000 children already in foster care in America today.
We are proud to present the Weatherlys!
Wow!
The Weatherlys walk away from the courthouse. ITFC audio description.